This next one also is from that class, but this one is special, especially tonight, because it really involved interacting with Gene Hoffman's work. The same day, I talked to Gene. Gene came down and talked with the poets in the class. And anyhow, I'll just read it. It's called Found at an Exhibit of Found Art, with thanks to Gene Hoffman. Before the Kachina doll, with a headdress of box straw, beneath an abstraction in plastic on this hard, practical carpet worn by both the keeper and the kept, I sit stilling myself in public in complete deference to the passing troops of critics. Like an artist, I am drawn to that negative space given life by a juxtaposition of just such whimsical work of the human heart. A pirate poet incognito, I'm here to lift a piece from the delivered piece of these eclectic treasures. I hide now amongst these runs of steel and plastic and fiber. I am safe for now, guarded by St. George in aluminum, rusted metal, and car reflectors. I am protected by the winged tiki of hanging driftwood that hovers over my right shoulder like a wizard's familiar. Whether splintered falcon or clumsy wind chime, he perches on the wall behind me, awaiting my command. But the Kachina still holds out to me its handcuffs and chains of cardboard, weighed down by inner clock parts, wound anew from eclipse and cross. Again he invites me in with his papery grin. Yet somehow I remain uncaptured. I keep to the mowed flat of this carpet, and here in this place between demons of artifice dangles the day I found my own artifact on the ruinous plains of Mesa Verde, where, led by a shade in the long afterlight of a lightning storm, I glided as I was guided over glistening rock and dusty clumps of red mud straight to a sharp curve of pottery. Perhaps once a fine smooth shell for sacred water, now just a jagged shard the color of ancient flesh, heavy with the dusky smell of rain on crumpled brick. And though the words are clearly posted on every kiva, although each CPAP poo opens like a hungry mouth from the other world to forbid it, I keep it here with me still, deep inside this hidden place, on the broken edge of my poetry.